Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and it is so good to be with you this morning. The Lord is good, and His mercy will endure forever. All right, as you can see, I'm by myself today, and my lovely wife, Jade, is not with me, but we're going to get her done. And so it's a great day. It's what, Wednesday morning, and everybody needs to hear the Word of God on Wednesday morning. So we're talking about being rooted and grounded. We're talking about being rooted, roots to grow. You know, roots on a plant are everything. And so we need to make sure that we've got a good root system in us. And we looked at the parable of the sower so that we could compare. In fact, I think that was in Mark's Gospel, chapter 20. Let me see if I can get that to pull up. Mark 4 and verse 14, I think it is. Looks like, well, that probably figures. Not connected to the internet. Well, anyway. Well, I'm just, I've got some things that just aren't in place today. But he talked about the parable of the sower. And the great thing about the sower is he sowed some on the stony ground. And we found out that when he sowed on the stony ground, or immediately having sowed, the enemy came and stole. The birds came and ate it. You know, not long ago, I had to, I guess it's been a couple of years, I had to redo some of my lawn. And what you have to do is you throw the seed out after you get everything leveled out, you're ready to go. You throw the seed on the ground. And then if you don't put straw on it, the birds will come and pick it away. Now, they're going to get some of it, but they don't get all of it. And see, this is what happens to us. There's a principle, a spiritual principle that happens to every one of us. And the principle is that we hear a lot of things. Most of us have heard enough word of God to be free in every area of our life. We should never struggle with anything in our lives. If you're living in America and you are, I don't know what the right word to say here is, but you've been going to church and you've been listening. I don't know, maybe that's part of it. We're not good listeners. But if you've been listening to the Word of God, you've got more in you than you can imagine. The problem is, when we don't use what we get, then the enemy steals that out of our heart. And that's what that represents over in Mark's gospel. And so Satan is working hard to steal from us the Word of God. All right? And that's what he means. He takes away the word that was sown in our hearts. Now, listen, the seven sons of Sceva, they thought they had it down. You can read about it in the book of Acts. I think it's around the 16th chapter or so. But you can read about it in the book of Acts, where they command a devil to come out of somebody in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Now, the principle to this is that they did not have a relationship. So they weren't operating under the authority of God. So even if they had been following Paul, they weren't practicing what Paul was telling them to do. All right. And so immediately the enemy, it says the enemy jumped on them, beat them up, stripped them naked, and ran them out of town. I love that. Okay. And that's really what happens to us when we don't grab a hold of the Word of God and begin to do it. Jesus said that people would know you're his disciple when you obey his word, when you do what it is, his commands. You can't pick and choose what you're going to do, but you got to choose the right one. Then he said, those were the ones, excuse me, I said stony ground, but they were on the wayside. Then the stony ground comes where there's not enough soil for the root to get down into the ground. And so the Bible says here, these likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. But when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves. Now notice this. And so endure but for a time. Now listen. Here's what's important about that. They receive the word of God with gladness. There's a lot of people that are glad to hear things that they hear at church. All right. They get excited when they hear a principle at church or their pastor gives them something and immediately some revelation begins to come. But listen to me close. Just because you have some revelation does not mean, now listen to me, it does not mean that you own it, that you understand it, and that you are applying it. That's what being rooted and grounded is all about. They heard the word, got excited about what they heard, but because there was no root in themselves, all right? And that is what's important. There's no root in themselves. And because there was no root in themselves, listen to me close, no root, no fruit. And that's what they had to remember. And then, of course, we have the ones that it gets choked out, stones put on the ground, and the cares of life. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You're doing life every day. Lot was doing life every day. The Bible says that his righteous mind was vexed by the things that he was hearing and seeing. You're being affected by what you're hearing and seeing on the nightly news, the morning news. You're being affected by what you're seeing on some of your favorite detective shows or some of your reality shows, The Voice, whatever it is you're watching. You're being affected by what you're seeing and hearing. And you have to be the steward over what gets in so that you can grow. When you put the proper ingredients in, then we get the kind of root system that we want. And as we water these things, okay, that's what's really important. As we water these things, then we, I was going to show you something here because I think it's Psalm chapter 1. Yeah, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now listen. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Now that's somebody who's attending to the word of God and they're moving forward. They're growing in God because they're applying what they're learning. But listen to verse 3. This is the most important. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now, we all like that prosperity thing, especially when it comes to money. America's filled with people who just all they want to talk about is prosperity. But you listen to me. We prosper. John says, 3 John says this, I pray that you may prosper and be in health, all right, even as your mind, will, and emotions are, as your soul prospers. One translation says, I pray that you may prosper in every area of your life. So we don't need to just prosper in money. We want to prosper in relationship with God and relationship with others. We want to prosper in our love walk. We want to prosper in our renewing of the mind. So we want to prosper in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of directions that could go. And this says we can be like a tree planted by the rivers, of living water. And I love that. Okay. So it's important that we do that. All right. Now, Jesus talks about the parable. In fact, before he talks about that, he talks about the parable of the builders. He says in Matthew 7:24, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise builder. One translation says a wise master builder, okay, who built his house on the rock. The rock is considered to be the word of God. So if you build your house on the word of God, your house will stand. It will stand. It will prosper in time of storm. Listen to what he says. He says, and I will liken him to a man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew. Okay, now, the flood, that talks about things that are going on in life. It could be a literal flood of water, but it could be a flood of political ideology or anything like that. It talks about the winds blew. That talks about winds of doctrine. The scripture talks about that. So there's a literal talking about the wind blowing, could be a tornado, hurricane, straight line winds, whatever. But it could also be a doctrinal issue. And it says that when these things come and beat on that house, it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. It was built upon a firm foundation, a foundation that is solid into the ground, so that it can withstand the trials of life. And I think this is more of a reference to a spiritual trial than anything. And so then he says in verse 26, but everyone who hears the sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. I was watching a funny video by John Crist yesterday where somebody wanted him to pray. He said, these are things I can't pray about. And one of them, well, anyway, just look it up. Things John Crist won't pray about. It's really funny. But this parable goes on to say the rain descends, the flood came, the winds blew. The same things happened to the man who built his house on the sand as to the man who built his house on the rock. What does that mean? It means it rains on the just and the unjust. I mean, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Trials of life are coming. And when these things descended, it said they beat on the house and it fell. Why? Because it did not have a foundation. You know what it didn't have? It didn't have roots. It didn't have the proper thing to stand on. It'd be like you going out in your land and just start building without attaching a foundation. Every builder knows you have to have a foundation first for the house to be secured upon. All right. So you could just go out there and throw down some plywood and then start building some walls around it. But listen, that's not going to be very secure. So when we're talking about having roots, we need to make sure that we have the right roots, roots that are planted into us by the word of God. Desire, therefore, the sincere meat of the milk, the sincere meat of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. As a child, we started with milk, but then we progressed. All right. Your mom understands that. And you were nourished off the breast. And then you had bottles and you started eating table food. And now you've progressed. But when you were a baby, you couldn't eat steak and things of that nature. But as you grew in age, matured and could handle it, then they started giving you different things. And you started to grow and to move forward. Well, that, my friends, is having the proper roots. All right. And that's what we need in the spiritual realm. We need to have roots to grow and wings to fly. All right. So we don't have wings, so we better have the root. All right. Okay. Well, I guess that's all the time I have for today. I'm so glad you joined me today. I was a little scrambled today and I apologize. Somehow this thing started and I didn't quite have everything ready, but hey, God is good. And we love you. We're so glad you're a part of PM and the AM. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today be a great day. Thank you now for the goodness of God and all that you're doing in our midst. In Jesus' name. Hey, be sure and like and share this on your social media. If you're watching on YouTube, would you just subscribe now and follow us? We're so honored to bring you the word of God every day. You be sure and join us tomorrow. We'll wrap this thing up right here on PM and the AM. Same bat time, same bat channel. God bless everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.